This week we had Cassidy conducting our local artist interview. Cassidy, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it was really fun. I loved talking to him. He's a really close personal friend of mine, and it was really cool to be able to kind of see, like, inside his creative process, and I really liked all the stuff he's put out, so I'm really excited to share this with you guys.
Awesome. So for now, we have got our interview with Henry Sullivan right here on 103.3 WZND.
My name's Henry Sullivan. I'm a recording artist and producer from Chicago, but currently based out of Philadelphia.
What inspired you to pursue a music career?
It was a lot of things. I think the main thing, just being in a music career, for a lot of people, it's just the only thing you can ever imagine yourself doing. And that was definitely the case for me. The more I surrounded myself with music, and especially towards the later half of high school and getting really into recording music, I kind of just knew, like, I can't imagine myself doing anything else other than this. I just love it so much.
That's awesome. What are your favorite things about doing music?
I'm definitely a performance fan. So that's where I really have the most fun. I love recording my music. I love putting it out, but being able to go out and perform it for people is definitely, it's the best feeling in the world.
Nice. Okay, so who are your musical style inspirations?
It's funny because it's changed so much, like, from, like, every single time I drop music. That first EP, Better Days, that definitely had a lot more, like, indie pop kind of influence. Men I Trust type stuff, Mac DeMarco, indie folk kind of influences with bands like Flea Foxes. But In Time definitely leans more into more of, like, a singer-songwritery kind of thing, at least lyrically, with people like Elliot Smith or like Jeff Buckley, right?
Bouncing off of that, tell me a bit more about In Time. Like, what were your thought processes behind it? What made you kind of want to, like, do something different?
Yeah, I think it was at just a very big transitional point in my life. And so it kind of is just kind of me doing a lot of reflection and also just musically wanting to try something different. I felt like my biggest problem with that first EP is every single song had, like, the exact same progression. Like, they just all felt like they flowed the same way. And I was like, I really want to try to do something different with this one. So I, like, wrote the first half of the song up until, like, where there's the big switch up. And then I was like, okay, this is cool. And I was like, okay, where do I go from here? And I was like, I should just make it sound completely different. So that's when I decided to come up with the whole big switch up at the end. But yeah. Lyrically, a big self-reflective part. I ended up rewriting that song, especially the first half of it, like, 3 or 4 times, just to kind of really settle into, like, the lyrically emotional part of it.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Yeah, I can definitely tell that you are really, like, trying new things. And I feel like that's, like, one of the most important parts of, like, an artistic journey is really totally. Just, like, throwing away, like, everything you think you know.
Hi, my name is Henry Sullivan, and you're listening to my song In Time on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
I can say that.
Do you have a favorite memory of performing, or from your writing process, or from, you know, moving to Philadelphia and doing, like, music stuff out there?
There's a couple really good memories I have from performing. Performing in Philly has been super, super different. It's a lot. Everybody just feels super passionate about music, which is so fun. You get so much positive reaction back from the crowd, which is always amazing. I think my overall favorite memory so far was actually the second show I did still in Chicago, and I was playing my song No Help. There's like a quiet part, which just, like, acoustic guitar and singing, and, like, I sing it, and, like, the crowd sang it right back to me.
And do you have any upcoming performances that you're excited about?
Yeah, I got like 3 booked right now for next month, which I'm really excited about. I've got a Battle of the Bands type thing on the 13th, which is going to be fun. The winners of that get to play a pretty big Philly music festival. And then I got 2 back-to-back shows, April 21st and 22nd. I'll be posting about those on social media pretty soon once the posters for those come out. It should be fun.
That's awesome. And are you coming back to Chicago this summer?
I am coming back to Chicago. I'm planning some shows now. They may not necessarily be for my personal music. I'm currently starting work on a new project with some hometown people, and we're probably going to do some shows for that.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. Huge shout out to Henry Sullivan for coming on our show today. I absolutely loved that song we got to hear. Cass, could you tell us a little bit more about interviewing them?
Yeah, so it was obviously, like, a super fun process. I actually met Henry when he did a launch for his EP Better Days. I actually got to see a concert that he put on in his front yard, which was super cool. And he goes to school with my best friend Natalie, so that's kind of, like, where we got our connection. I've always really liked his music. I thought he was super cool, and I really want to collab with him sometime. You know, I think that'd be really, really cool.
Yeah, of course. Elizabeth, what did you think about this song?
Definitely really catchy. I love the harmonies in it. It's so talented. It clearly put like a lot of time into this, and it really shows. So I would definitely want to keep up with him, you know?
Of course. Thank you again, Henry Sullivan, for coming on our show. But Cass, before you head out today, me and Elizabeth just talked about if we ever got the opportunity to go on tour, who would we have come along on tour with us?
That's got to be a tough one. You know, I've been listening to a lot of the news about Taylor Swift's tour right now, and you know, it might be a long shot, but Taylor, if you ever need an opener, I'm available.
Oh, I mean, I've seen videos of her Eras tour all over TikTok. Mm-hmm. It looks absolutely insane. I mean, she has the sets, the openers, everything she needs for a great show.
Oh yeah, and everyone's outfits, like dressing for different eras. I love it.
Oh, absolutely insane. But thank you again, Henry Sullivan and Cass, for doing that interview.